CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham. Web references can be found in the script either on the RSGB website or attached to the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. This is GB2RS News for Sunday the 7th of May 2023. Here are the main news headlines. RSGB coronation activities, RSGB insurance. Tonight at 8 webinar. The RSGB has released some updates about its planned coronation activities. Firstly, a personalised RSGB coronation QSL card is now available within the coronation web pages. You can simply enter your call sign and print it off. Following the recent issue of GB23BAA to BZZ by Ofcom, the BConnect activity registration is now open. If you go to the BConnect webpage, you'll find the registration section which will guide you through the process. Finally, it's now possible for individual radio amateurs and clubs to register to use the GB23C call sign between the 10th of May to the 30th of June. Details can be found on the GB23C webpage. Further information and information on these and all the other coronation activities being led by the RSGB, go to the RSGB pages, look up coronation. RSGB Club Insurance and Beacon and Repeater Insurance have now been renewed for the year to April 2024. Club Insurance certificates can be downloaded from the RSGB website. You'll need to log in to obtain your certificate. Beacon and Repeater Insurance certificates are available for an admin fee of £12 from the RSGB shop. Please allow a couple of days after renewal for your certificate to be dispatched. The RSGB's May Tonight at 8 webinar is not in its usual slot on the first Monday of the month. To accommodate the two bank holidays, the live webinar will be on Monday the 15th of May instead. Put the date in your diary for an interesting presentation by Jack Purdom, W-A-T-E-E, and Al Peter, A-C-H-E-Y, on the T41EP Alps High Performance CW Decoder. Matthew, M0MZB from Calder Bridge in Cumbria, has become a SOTA mountain goat in an impressive style. He reached the 1,000 activity point threshold with an overnight activation of high style G-LD012 in the English Lake District. Matthew set up an overnight camp on the summit of the long ridge above the western shore of Lake Buttermere. He operated both on VHF and HF and made a summit-to-summit contact with Alex Hill, G7KSE, who was on the Dent summit, G-LD045. Since getting involved in summits on the air, Matthew's expeditions have left many radio amateurs in awe. He's conducted many multi-summit expeditions without motorised transport, transversing between summits entirely on foot or bicycle. Upon reaching the coveted mountain goat status, Matthew commented, "SOTA has given me new ideas for my little expeditions and has put me in touch with lots of new friends. The challenge of mountain goat has included many facets, from learning CW to antenna building, from battery technology to fishing poles." For more information about summits on the air, visit www.sota.org.uk. Pubs and Clubs on the Air is taking place on the 12th, 13th and 14th of May if you or your radio club or society is interested in taking part in operating a station. Please email g1puv@yahoo.co.uk or visit the g6tw.co.uk website. Mills on the Air weekend will take place on Saturday the 13th and Sunday the 14th of May. For more information or to register or to take part, visit www.ddars.net or contact Mills on the Air at gmail.com. Details now of rallies and events. Thorpe Camp Hamfest Rally is taking place today, Sunday the 7th of May. The venue is Thorpe Camp Visitor Centre and the entrance fee is £4 per person. The rally is taking place from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Hot food and drinks will be available on site. For more information, phone Sylvia or Anthony on 07956 654 481. Dartmoor radio rally is taking place today, Sunday the 7th, at Yelverton War Memorial Hall, Meavey Lane, Yelverton in Devon, PL20 6AL, the usual bring and buy. Trader stands, refreshments and free parking are available. Doors open 10 a.m, admission £2.50. More information from Roger by phone 07854 088 882, or email via 2E0RPH@gmail.com. The Brayhead Rally takes place on Sunday the 14th of May. The venue is Brayhead Arena Foyer, 150 Kings Inch Road, Renfrew, G514BN. Free parking available, doors open for everyone, 10 a.m, admission £4. The event will feature Bring and Buy and the Central Scotland Repeater Group AGM. More information and contact details, visit www.brayheadradiorally.com. Retrotech UK, hosted by the British Vintage Wireless Society, takes place on the 21st of May. The venue will be Sports Connection, Leamington Road, Wrighton-on-Dunsmore, Coventry, CV83FL. This large annual vintage technology fair will feature up to 200 indoor stalls. Private sellers, clubs and dealers will offer vintage items including radio, television, hi-fi, vinyls, 78 gramophones, telephones, communications equipment, spare parts and much more. There'll also be a bring and buy area and free parking available. The event is open to anyone. General admission is from 10:30, £10. Early entry from 9 a.m. costs £25. More details, contact Jeremy, G8MLK, via email on jezza3@hotmail.com, phone 07799110080, or visit retrotechuk.com. That's retrotechuk.com. The Barry Amateur Radio Society Rally will take place on Saturday the 27th of May. Venue is the Sully Sports and Social Club, South Road, Sully, CF645SP. Doors open 9 a.m. for the public, 7:30 for traders, free parking available. More information, contact Steve on 07368140795. Now for special event news today is the last chance to work special call sign 5F15SIA, which is active to promote Morocco's International Exhibition of Agriculture, QSL via Logbook of the World or Director CN8WW. OT 2023 EPIC is the special call sign for the Pajotland. Say that again, Pajottenlands Radio Amateur Club in Belgium, promoting the 6th Antwerp Port Epic Cycling Race. Look out for activity on the 21st of May. Special call sign GB4VLB will be active on the 20th and 21st of May for the Volunteer Life Brigade Watch House in Tynemouth as part of SOS Radio Week. The station will be operating in support of Volunteer Life Brigade, RNLI, and National Coast Watch Institution. More information, go to qrz.com, QSL via Logbook of the World. DX News, today is the last chance to work Casimir, DL2SBY, who's active as 8Q7KB in the Maldives. He is operating CWSSB, FT8 and FT4, focusing on 30, 17, 12, 10 and 6 metre bands. QSL Logbook of the World, Club Logs OQRS, or direct to his home call. Pista HA5AO will be active as 5X-ray to India from the shores of Lake Victoria in Uganda until Wednesday the 10th of May. He'll operate CWSSB FT8 and on the 40 to 10 metre bands, QSL via HA5AO's OQRS page preferred. JE1HXZ-6 is active from Kuroshima AS024 until Monday the 8th of May. He'll operate CWSSB, RITI, FT8 and FT4 on HF and 6 metre bands, QSL via Bureau or Logbook of the World. Contest news today, the 7th, Worked All Britain 7 Megs phone contest runs from 1000 to 1400 UTC using phone, 40 metre bands, the Exchanger signal report, serial number and Worked All Britain square. Today the 7th, the ARI International DX contest ends its 24-hour run at 1200 UTC using CW, RITI and SSB, 8 to 10 metre bands, the Exchanger signal report and serial number. Italian stations give their province code. Also today, the 10 gigs trophy contest runs from 0800 to 1400 UTC. Using all modes on the 10 gigs bands, the exchange of signal report, serial number and locator. Also today, the UK Microwave Group low band contest runs from 0800 to 1400 UTC. All modes, 1.3 to 3.4 gigs bands, the exchange of signal report, serial number and locator. Also today, what a busy day, the 432 megs to 245 gigs contest ends its 24-hour run at 1400 UTC using all modes, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Tuesday, the 9th of May, the 432 megs FM activity contest runs 1800 to 1855 UTC FM on the 77s band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Also Tuesday, the 432 megs UK activity contest, 1900 to 2130 UTC, all modes on the 77s band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Wednesday the 10th, the 432 megs FT8 activity 4-hour contest runs from 1700 to 2100 UTC, FT8 on the 77s band, the exchange's report and 4-character locator. Also on Wednesday the 10th, 432 megs FT8 activity 2-hour contest runs from 1900 to 2100 UTC, FT8 on the 77s band, the exchanges report 4-character locator. Stations entering the 4-hour contest may also enter the 2-hour contest. Thursday the 11th, 550 megs UK activity contest runs from the 1900 to 2130 UTC. All modes on the 6-metre band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Sunday the 14th of May, 70 meg CW contest takes place 0900 to 1200 UTC. CW on the 4-metre band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Sunday the 14th of May, the UK Microwave Group Millimetre Wave contest runs from 0900 to 1700 UTC, all modes, 24, 47 and 76 gigs bands, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Now, for the radio propagation report, next week we'll see the sun presenting with 4 large sunspot groups that are rotating or to be earth-facing, so look out for trouble, they write. Just as the UK weather takes a turn for the worse, we expect the weather, space weather, to be unpredictable too. Active regions 4293, 4294, 4296 and 4297 look dark and are looming large on the sun's face. Region 3293 emitted an M7.2 class solar flare on the 3rd of May, which the Space Weather Prediction Centre reported as likely to due to an intensification of the magnetic field within the spot group. The flare caused some degradation of the ionosphere, but nothing too serious. But the Weather Space Prediction Centre now predicts that further flares could follow, perhaps even a strong X-class flare, which could have more serious effects. If an X-class flare occurs in daylight over the UK, we can expect HF bands to be affected in what is known as a sudden ionospheric disturbance or Dellinger fade-out. This could see the lower HF bands shut down due to extreme ionisation in the D layer, only for the band to return to normal over a period of minutes to an hour. More worrying is the fact that the flare could spark a coronal mass ejection, or a CME, which, if Earth-directed, could cause a KP index to rise, MUFs to drop and bring auroral activity a few days after the CME, so keep an eye on solarham.net for the updates. Meanwhile, the solar flux index, or SFI, remains in the 150s, and this looks likely to continue. The US Air Force predicts the SFI will start the week at 152, then dip slightly before reaching 170 by 12th of May. Also predicts the geomagnetic conditions will be settled once we get past this weekend, which could see the KP index rise to 4. These unsettled conditions may be due to a coronal hole, which became Earth-facing on Thursday. Propagation-wise, F2 layer maximum usable frequencies over a 3,000-kilometre path have struggled to exceed 21 to 24 megs during daylight hours as we head towards summer. The season is characterised as having low MUFs during the day, but these tend to be maintained into the hours of darkness. Meanwhile, sporadic E might spring some surprises for paths over 800 to 2,200 kilometres on 14 to 28 megs, with very strong signals and rapid fading. Now for VHF and up, the weather pattern is taking a change for unsettled as we move through this first May weekend, with low pressure dominating the charts and throwing active weather fronts across the country. This will produce some quite heavy rain at times and perhaps even some thundery activity. This bodes well for rain scatter on the gigahertz bands. This pattern extends well into next week, eventually changing from a southwesterly to a northwesterly, followed by a building ridge of high pressure to bring a temporary hint of tropo to end the week. This opens the more exotic modes to consider, such as meteor scatter and possibly aurora, but these are very much outliers to the main interest at this time of the year, which is sporadic E. The season has nominally started, and daily blogs are being added to the website PropQuest, which describes the more likely regions to find sporadic E opportunities. This unsettled weather pattern brings a useful bonus in that it's often associated with jet stream activity. The whole period offers several jet streams across Europe, a positive for the start of the new sporadic E season, since jet streams are often associated with the location of sporadic E activity. Moon declination is low and falling, reaching minimum next Tuesday. EME moon windows will be short. Perigee is Thursday, so when you do have a view of the moon, path losses will be low. 144 megs sky noise is high, reaching over 3,200 K later on Monday. That's it from the propagation team this week, and that's all from me too until next week.